Texans 360 remains on the road this week here at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. Mark Vandermeer with you. And we had a chance to catch up with Texans founder and CEO Bob McNair entering year 14 guiding the franchise.
Bob, tell me about this offseason so far. How would you characterize what you've been able to do with the club?
Well, I'm quite pleased with it because we set out at the beginning of the free agency period to try to accomplish certain things, and we were able to accomplish all of the things we set out to work on. And I think we've improved ourselves in terms of the quarterback position. We've got some good competition there. We got Wilfred. We wanted to strengthen our defensive line in the middle, and we wanted to get another safety. We got that. We wanted some more speed on the outside. We got that with Shorts, and so I thought it was quite successful, and we didn't sacrifice our future in terms of giving up opportunities to sign players in the forthcoming years. So we're under the salary cap and in good shape.
Catch that entire interview with Bob McNair on HoustonTexans.com. Now, we all know the Texans like to do great things in the community, and Houston Texans Operation Finally Home and FMC Technologies offered retired Army veteran Kevin Bone a new home last season. Well, they finally broke ground on that home last week.
Friday was a groundbreaking day, literally, for retired Army Chief Warrant Officer Kevin Bone. The wounded veteran and his wife, Carolina, also a veteran herself, put shovels in the dirt as part of the Built to Honor program. The Bones received a mortgage-free home courtesy of Operation Finally Home, FMC Technologies, Pulte Homes, and the Houston Texans, and the first step in the process started last week in Tomball.
What a fantastic way to celebrate someone who spent the bulk of their life with our country and you know, donating so much time to us. So how special it is to be able to donate a home to him today.
With so many veterans in our company, we know the burdens that families have in supporting veterans in their service, and it's great that we can give back to the community and give back especially to Kevin and Carolina for their service and their dedication to our country.
We all deal with issues. We all have things that are happening. But if we can give that hand up, especially those who have sacrificed so much on the battlefield, and give them a chance to adjust to civilian life, they're going to be such great partners in our community.
It is truly amazing. I mean, this whole experience has just been unreal. I mean, we're very blessed to be here.
After so many sacrifices that my husband made, after just very often even being just so close to not making it back, and so to know that the entire country, you know, is behind us and supports not only us, not only my family, but so many of our military families, it means a lot. Because sometimes you do feel like you're alone in the world, and it's moments like that when you realize that you're not alone.
Great stuff from Houston Texans Operation Finally Home and FMC Technologies. Well, that's going to do it from the NFL meetings here at the Arizona Biltmore, where I'd like to set up a temporary residence, at least in the winter. But let's say goodbye with this. J.J. Watt on an upcoming episode of New Girl. It airs Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Fox. Take a look.
What are you guys doing in here?
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Pete's phone.
So are we. Did you sex him too?
No. I fired Pete over text, so I didn't want to crush his family. That's why I'm at the memorial.
Not because it was the right thing to do?
No. I mean, we never even went skiing.
Who makes up these rules?